Hello, it's the Ghost. Welcome to They Call Me the Ghost. If you're a fan of the strange but true happening in our world and the dark and mysterious goings-on, then you are in the right place. This is a story, a claim, that a woman has been kidnapped by aliens 52 times in a UFO and says the marks on her body prove it. This woman revealed that aliens took her on a UFO and showed her all kinds of new technologies, including touchscreen devices, even before they were invented here on Earth. Of course, aliens have always been a source of much intrigue and curiosity for humans, and the internet, yes, that is full of conspiracy theories on this topic, UFOs, alien existence, and even those alien abductions. In one such bizarre claim, a 50-year-old British woman has said that she's been abducted by aliens more than 52 times in her life. According to Mirror UK, Paula Smith said that her first extraterrestrial experience happened when she was only 6 years old, and then she's been abducted since then more than 50 times. This woman, grandmother of two, revealed that aliens took her on a UFO, showed her all kinds of new technologies, including the touchscreen device. That's before it was even invented on our planet. She says, "I saw touchscreen devices before they were even out. I was on a craft and the aliens showed me the technology that we did not have. They showed me a slideshow even of how pristine scenery, which had a beautiful river, and then turned black. The blue sky went blood red, and I soon realized it was a movie of the Earth being destroyed by man's greed," so she says. For people not willing to believe her, Paula shares photos of bruises, which according to her were left on her body by aliens after they abducted her. Sound familiar? If you haven't listened to Audrey, get caught up because there's more to come on that. Paula told Daily Mail, "I've experienced 52 paranormal incidents. I can't even believe the stories at times, so I'm not surprised when others don't believe me are the subject. There are no consistencies with these experiences, but very few times I can sense something is about to happen before it does. I just don't know what to expect when it does. There's no warning. I can't sense anything that's going to happen. It just all starts to happen." There is no warning, she continues, and she can't sense anything's going to happen. She says it just happens. All she can do is carry on normal. Otherwise, she says, she'd go crazy. So 52 times, it looks like this girl's had quite the life. Why didn't she speak up before now? Well, Paula says that she's kept quiet about the alien encounters for most of her life because of the fact that she knows people would think she's crazy. So again, we're back to that. In 2015, Niara Torelli, a former U.S. Air Force worker, also claimed that she was abducted by aliens, reptilians, no less, and then raped numerous times on the moon. A few months back, former Israeli space security chief Haim Eshed claimed that aliens are real, also claimed that former President Donald Trump knows all about them. Eshed, who's headed Israel's space security program for nearly 30 years, further added that the aliens are secretly in touch with both America and Israel. However, and we hear this all the time, they're keeping their existence quiet because humanity, they say, isn't ready. But obviously Paula's ready to come forward anyways. Paula, who works in the transportation industry, says she came home with a triangular bruise on her face, and then she also had fingerprint marks on her arm. Regarding her first alleged alien experience as a child, Paula says, "The first time I saw an alien aircraft was in 1982. I was in the woods. It was completely silent. The path became narrow and I felt my heart beating fast. I remember looking into the darkness as my eyes got used to everything. I could see what looked like a boomerang shape with an extra arm on it. Each arm had a light at the end. I remember three lights. One was blue, the other green, but I can't quite remember the color of the third." She says she could best describe it all as the blade of an airplane propeller, about 30 feet tall and 30 feet wide. Paula is said to have added that it was black with a green and blue light on the edges. "Everything was spinning clockwise," she said, "and everything was completely silent." She remembers that she tried to run, but it felt more like she was just sinking into the ground, kind of like those crazy dreams that pretty much everyone's had. And then she says everything went black. According to her family, she had been gone for hours, but she doesn't remember what really happened. And again, she didn't tell anyone because she thought people would think she is crazy. However, she follows that up by saying there are thousands of people like her, if not millions, who have had similar experiences. And according to her, they're just not going to come forward because they don't want to have a label put on them. She shares that there has been some backlash and people have called her even loony, which isn't nice by any means, but she also understands why people struggle to believe it if they've never encountered such incidents themselves. Even with her own experiences, she admits that she isn't always calm when she comes into contact with these aliens. She's come home, like I said, with the bruises, the triangle bruise, but through it all has tried to live a normal life. And then she's been interviewed, and when asked if she thinks, hey, do you have a gift? Is there something special about you? Her answer is no, and she follows that up with a definite not. She, in fact, feels that perhaps those who do not have these experiences are the ones with the gift. Have any of us thought of it that way? After all, she says, who would want to carry around this burden their whole life? It's not exactly a club that you want to join. Paula will continue to know and understand that people are just not going to believe the tales she is telling. She's been employed at the transport sector, and she continues to assert, though, that her claims are true. And really, hers is only one of many claims that have mounted over the years about all the sightings, spaceships, UFOs, and strange objects. Gaia.com gives some interesting perspective on those claiming abduction and sightings versus those that don't, saying that more people seem compelled nowadays to add to the growing body of evidence, and more reports are documented all the time about this. So far, millions have reported experiences, and the perspective is changing. Now we face more of an ethical question of whether it's right to just invalidate these reports with the common elements about them, especially when they're traumatic to the individual. If detractors assert that UFO abduction experiences are fabricated, then such assertions must take into consideration the character of the individuals who claim they were abducted. It just makes sense. A vivid stereotype stands in the way of fair treatment for experiencers. We're reminded of a rural farmer with little education. At a local bar, he rambles on about far-fetched stories over a few pints of beer. In essence, detractors are carrying out their own versions of killing the messenger. The typical abductee stereotype is pretty unfair, though, and it's actually outdated, giving further credence to abduction claims. We now have respected professionals coming forward, military personnel, media personalities, and even political figures. There are so many people from all walks of life that are now reporting abductions that a new generation of dedicated researchers has even emerged to study this. These people have a genuine interest in learning more about these vivid and, like I said, oftentimes terrifying experiences. They're attempting to validate the lingering suffering and emotional scars of those abductees claiming it's true. Independent studies do show that even though people can be anywhere in the globe, if they're claiming abduction, they're finding more and more similarities between the cases. We are truth finders on this channel, trying to find the truth among all the shares out there in our world. If you like today's story, please go ahead, like, subscribe, and join the conversation. And until next time, I will talk to you all soon.